And joining us this morning is Vonda Kay from Keep Watch here with us. And, as of course, you guys do this every week you're in the school's
program. Yeah. Every week we have a chance as adults, as parents, or folks just volunteers within the community to walk through our schools and to pray. And so every week we have a focus of what we're praying for so that everybody who's in schools, you know, nearly 100 schools that we're in throughout the area are praying for the same thing. And so this week we've been praying with the focus on boldness. And you know what? We serve a God who is bold. He just, you know, he does things in bold ways. If you look through the Bible, there's so many things that only God can do, and those are bold testaments to him. But we're also praying for boldness for our students, for our faculty and staff within that community. And so I thought this morning, these are things that you can pray for those folks that are in the school, for the students, for the faculty and staff. And, you know, we'd love to pray scripture because we know that God's word doesn't return void. So just scriptures that you can just pray out over the schools as you're going by are like Hebrews 10:19. Where it says, "So dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus," and say, you know, we can go with boldness because we know that we can approach God. So just that we have this boldness as we go through the schools, as these students go through schools and stand up for what is right in their classrooms, and that God would go before them in a bold way and protect them, give them words to say. Another scripture would be Corinthians 3:12. It says, "Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently in God's presence." You know what? We can arm ourselves. We can go into God's presence. These students and these the faculty members can go into God's presence, even as they're sitting in their classrooms, to just pray where they are for that boldness and to say, okay, God, this is what I need today. I ask you that you give me the courage to stand up for what is right, what is godly, for justice within our classroom, for truth, to stand up for truth, and that, you know, to pray for God's just guidance and assurance in what they're doing each and every day. So those are a couple of things. I know that sometimes when we get together, it's great, but then you stand there and you're like, and what do we pray specifically? Yeah. But these are some things that, you know, you can practically do as we're praying. And, you know, Father, we just pray for those who are going today. We thank you for their boldness, but we ask that you would do some things in their midst so that this isn't just a one day thing, but God, it would carry out throughout the year, that you would give them the courage to stand up and to be bold in every day in their classes and all that they do. And we just ask it in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Vonda, let's take this opportunity to how we can take this further after today. How can people get involved with Keep Watch?
You know, you can get a hold of us if you go online. We're at keepwatchprayer.org. And there's a way that you can figure, or you can find different places that we have that we're signing up for training. People who want to volunteer, say you think, I can do this. I can go through my school once a week and pray through the hallways, whether it's a school within your community, just in your neighborhood, or if it's a school that's just, you've had kids that go there, or your kids do go there, you know, that you want to be a part of. We can let you know if we're already in that school. We're in a lot of different districts. Like I said, close to 100 schools so far this year, and we have many more schools getting ready to launch. But to be a part of what we're doing, what you need to do is you have to go through the training that we have. It's not intensive training. We're not going to quiz you or anything like that, but just to kind of set the guidelines and the boundaries for what we do in the schools and to have a background check. When you go to our website at keepwatchprayer.org, you can find out when those trainings are and where they're at. You can also contact us. A good way to get a hold of us is keepwatchvolunteers@gmail.com. And we can tell you that way what schools we're in, if there's already a walk going on in the school that you're interested in, or if that would be something you would be interested in helping, you can do that. Or if you want to get the prayer things, the prayer focuses every week. I had said earlier that we could sign up. This is the way that you need to sign up so that you get them emailed to you, is to go to keepwatchvolunteers@gmail.com. Just say that you want to get it. Or if you're at the website, you can see this week's prayer focus. You can see the past prayer focuses, and you know, you can pray that way, or you can go into your app store for your phone or your tablet and go to Acts 2, Toledo, and download the app, and you can have it right on your phone. That's the way I do it.
There you go.